Amnesty International, the American Civil Liberties Union, and other rights organizations used the anniversary to again call on the Bush administration to close down Guantanamo. A crowd of about 100 protesters, many dressed in orange jumpsuits similar to the ones worn by Guantanamo prisoners, gathered in the pouring rain in Washington, D.C. Friday. Larry Cox, the executive director of Amnesty International USA, said Guantanamo has become a symbol.
It's become the symbol of everything that's wrong with the U.S. approach to fighting terror and making people safer. It's become a symbol of human rights abuses. It's become the symbol of things which deviate so grossly from the values that this country has always upheld that people are horrified and shocked, and it has to come to an end.
Amnesty also staged protests Friday in the Philippines, Sweden, Paraguay, Bahrain, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and Israel. President Bush and several senior members of his administration have repeatedly said they would like to close Guantanamo down, but there is the question of how to make sure the terrorist suspects detained there do not return to target the United States if handed back to their countries of origin. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said last month there has not been much progress in efforts to close the prison down because of legal concerns in Congress. Amnesty's Larry Cox says his organization has worked out an action plan to close it, which has been endorsed by lawmakers from 30 countries.
There's an easy answer to this, which is to shut down Guantanamo, to put people into U.S. detention centers, to charge them if they're guilty of crimes, they should be charged, and to bring them to trial, and to let other people either go back, if they can, to their countries, or to get asylum in other countries.
Democratic Senator Tom Harkin has introduced legislation that would close the detention center and restore due process to the detainees, but it is not clear if and when it will come to the floor for debate. Meanwhile, a U.S. appeals court in Washington, D.C. has thrown out a lawsuit filed by four British ex-prisoners who say they were systematically tortured during their two-year detention at Guantanamo Bay. The four plaintiffs are all British nationals and residents who were released from Guantanamo in 2004. The U.S. Supreme Court is currently considering another case that involves other prisoners still at Guantanamo Bay and if they have a right to challenge their confinement in U.S. courts. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.